Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of September, recording at a late-ish 9:53 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights here. Big downward dynamic in India. That's potentially important. I'll come back to that. Elsewhere, we've seen pretty good dollar rebound. I think that's the big. That's certainly the big story here today in currencies. Related to that, precious metals profit taking, and that's pretty much it. Those are the big stories. Okay, let's go back to stock markets and start with India. We had a big downward dynamic in here today. Now, yesterday, there had been a sharp sell-off that had occurred intraday, and then the market closed quite strong back up near the highs. You can see that on the daily candlestick chart. And when I checked on the news on that, the only thing I could find was that there was some extremely adverse weather that had too much wet weather that had caused some flooding and some devastation. So I could certainly see that being a shock event. And it hit both India and Bangladesh, and it was a New Orleans type situation. Now today, when on seeing that big downward dynamic in the Sensex and the Nifty 50 indices, I searched through the Bloomberg data, and the only thing we could find was a comment that it had sold off on some reports of some dodgy activity involving Indian brokers. Well, those of us who live in the UK and in the United States know all about dodgy activity by brokers, or at least broker analysts, when we get the bubblish type environments. And India has had one heck of a good run recently. Mind you, I think this is all within a big secular bull market, and that it's going to go vastly higher over the next 10 or 20 years. It's my favorite stock market for the very long term, as I've said over and over again. But I think that this downward dynamic that we've seen quite possibly marks a medium-term corrective phase. Now, I'm relaxed about holding on to my India position. I hope that's not complacent in here, although I would be very surprised not to see it erode a little bit further. We also had an equal-sized downward dynamic in that J.P. Morgan Fleming India Trust. You can see that, of course, in the chart library. And therefore, I expect to experience a little bit of profit erosion. Now, how serious is that? Well, a medium-term correction wouldn't bother me too much. And yes, this is going to put some investors off to know that I'm not sure about the specifics of the complaints or investigations regarding brokers. And I say I don't have first-hand information of that, but we did pick it up on Bloomberg. Now, how serious is that? Well, I don't think it's of any lasting impact to the Indian economy. So, as news goes, while it's hardly a commendable sort of thing, it's not as bad as some, say, adverse economic data, or some, worse still, some bad policies could hit the market. Now, I think a lot, though, does depend on Wall Street, and Wall Street staged a modest recovery. It was up, and then it was down, and then it was back up. A lot of to-ing and fro-ing in here, and Wall Street's been hit fairly hard in the last week to 10 days, and certainly, so we'd seen it rally back up towards where the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ had gotten reasonably close to the upper side of their ranges, and have then flopped back. And we've actually seen the NASDAQ go through its low of August, and we've seen the Dow get back down and test that level, and the S&P certainly approach its August low. And I've said that those levels are important, But as Owen, I believe, indicated in last night's audio, and as I had indicated in earlier audios, we don't hit the panic buttons if the August lows get taken out. I have stressed those recently, saying there's very little to worry about, provided those hold. If they get taken out, then that would represent some technical deterioration, albeit within a trading range for Wall Street. And trading ranges are notorious for taking out minor support levels and minor resistance levels and then reversing. That's what creates a trading range. It would be, as I say, a short-term negative and would mean that we needed to watch all the more closely. And I think Owen also mentioned that quite possibly the Hurricane Rita was a factor here in weighing on Wall Street a little bit, and that would hardly be surprising. So my hunch is that we'll get the more important indications in terms of Wall Street's short to medium term direction next week and the week after next. And I will not be here next week. I'll be fascinated to observe from afar what actually takes place if I am able to do so. Not going to be many newspapers, let alone English-speaking newspapers, where I'm going to be. But never mind. You will want to keep a close eye on events, and Owen will certainly do that on your behalf. Say, I'm only away for a week this time. What else to so, well, let me get back to the India situation. I am certainly going to hold on to my positions. I don't mind riding out a correction at this stage. That's a crucial core position for me. If India came down more than I expect, and I wouldn't be surprised, as I said, to see a medium-term correction such as the one that we saw earlier in the year. If it were to do that, I would almost certainly put some more money into the JP Morgan Fleming India Fund, subject to what kind of leadership we were getting from Wall Street. I would be, as you know, looking further ahead, and this is more of a big picture theme, but I do expect, well, I'll be astonished, I'll put it this way, I'll be astonished to see global stock markets get through the next, oh, well, I think I'll talk about next year in particular, to get through 2006 without some sort of significant corrective phase. So I'd be astonished not to see that corrective phase, but hey, that doesn't mean it's guaranteed, as you'll appreciate, and markets are astonishing me all the time, and perhaps a few of you. And thank heavens for the charts, because those give us the chance to reassess. But my game plan, my big picture long-term game plan, is to add to my JP Morgan Fleming India Trust, but there's no way I'm going to bid up for that. And those of you who can't deal in that or choose not to for whatever reasons, there is that India fund in the US, which is a pretty good substitute. Now, what else to mention in here? Let's see. I haven't followed absolutely everything. Japan still steady. I've got an in the money profit, protecting that position. And European markets, where, you know, they've been soft recently, and again a bit in here today, although FTSE picked up, that closed on the upside here today. That was, I was going to say that was the only one, but I see also Spain was up a little bit, and so was Sweden, up a little bit, but mostly minus signs, nothing too big in the European markets, but Wall Street bucking that trend, closing with a small gain after some fairly sharp sell-offs. And in here, as far as the dollar is concerned, it had a moderate size down day yesterday near some previous resistance and started soft, but then rebounded here. And I think that the interest rate story is one that currency traders are focusing on. In other words, having waxed and waned on whether the Fed was near the end of its interest rate cuts or going to continue on with the cuts, Currently, given the Fed's statement, which I paraphrase by saying that they saw the Hurricane Katrina as causing no sort of lasting damage. And I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit faltingly on this. It's a little bit late and I'm a little bit tired in here, so move along quickly. But the interest rate factor and the scope for higher interest rates does seem to be weighing on these other currencies and strengthening the dollar here in the very short term. And then when the precious metals sold off, that did hit some of the commodity currencies, not the Canadian dollar by very much, but it hit the Australian dollar fairly sharply, down 85 ticks. That's very much an arranging pattern, as you probably realize. Now, on the precious metals, certainly they were entitled to some consolidation. There's no way I would expect any move to unfold without getting some consolidation. We had a big outside today, day today, closed well off the lows, but that may create some additional nervousness and cause precious metals to range for a little bit in here. And I have some positions protected within the money stops. Got a bit close at one stage on my very, very small palladium position, and not too far away on platinum at one stage. But if they get hit, so be it. As I have built positions up, I do protect a proportion of those positions with in the money stops. And if markets run ahead extremely sharply, we've had some good gains, but nothing that I would describe as looking seriously overextended. But when we get to that type of situation, then I want to be moving or taking some profits and jamming up stops very tightly. I think that we're probably still in the very early stages of an up move for these precious metals. I've described it as being the second psychological perception stage here for gold. I've written about that, so I won't repeat any of that. Elsewhere, oil, the price of crude slipped back a little bit from its earlier highs. Hurricane Rita was evidently what was reported as having lost a little bit of force. I think the main reason for that is that the cold weather above had warmed somewhat, and as I understand it, and I'm certainly no meteorologist, but that it's that combination of cold air above and warm temperatures in the water and just above the water that create the big dangers for these hurricanes. And so the winds had slowed down, I think, to about from 165 down to about 150 miles per hour, still pretty serious, but creating the hopes that perhaps we'd see a little bit of a downgrade. So that caused oil to ease back a little bit, not all that much. It's trading after hours at 66.61. It pulled the natural gas back a little bit. And again, tomorrow's my last day in the office for a week. And then when I was told I couldn't put in a stop just below the $13 level on my November position, which is what I wanted to do, put in a stop that continued through the electronic after hours trading, I thought, no, I'm not going to worry about this. I'll just pull the position out. It's bounced, of course, but no regrets. A profit's a profit. And that's pretty much it, folks. So roll on tomorrow. All the best.